See you tonight. If not sooner. I'll do my best. Thank you. Alright. Out the store. Oh. Well, today is inauguration day for Donald Trump. This is just bizarre. I find the whole thing that's going on bizarre. But it is what it is, you know. I have no idea what's going to happen. Donald Trump said a lot of interesting things. And I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for the Democrat either. The Libertarian Party pulled so many stunts, I can't hardly vote for them anymore. We're gonna have to. I don't know. I'm kind of a. I found myself. I was watching an interview. It was done with John McAfee. John McAfee, interesting figure. He got into antivirus stuff really early. As far as I'm aware, I'm just a programmer, just an old programmer. And, of course, he built up a pretty big company. Continues to be good. They've since ousted him because he's very outspoken. And, he can't, you know, starts causing problems. I think he still owns tons of stock in McAfee, though. Anyway. You're listening to him, and he made a lot of sense. I feel bad. I mean, The Libertarian Party has been basically just fun. And the whole purpose of sitting in this place is to make sure nobody will touch it. Nobody serious will touch it. It's as fun as the Drug Legalization Party. And that's sad. It's very much detrimental. It's done by its enemies to make sure it's never going to be serious. It's the third largest political party. I ended up voting Constitution Party. although I'm not, you know, considered an ultra-conservative party, and I'm not a conservative. I'm kind of a progressive, but liberty-minded, so, classical liberal, I like being called. There's plenty of them around, but they won't, you have to understand one thing about liberty-minded people. They don't tend to get saddled into political parties. It's kind of a things that liberty tries to do. Anyway, so we tend to look at personalities more than parties. And grab somebody with a personality that I felt better about. Good guy, Neil Castle. I support him, the Constitution, the original intent type of a guy. And, do I join the Constitution Party? No. That's not interesting to me. I said, but we've got to, if we can overcome. And you go, you know what? And people think I believe all the silly things that these things talk about. The Libertarian Party, I'm not going to be a member of it. It does what's politically expedient, I understand that. Gary Johnson can be their candidate for as long as he wants it, because he's been the most successful one. Everybody wants Ron Paul to do it, including me. I like Ron Paul. I think you've got the right mentality. You know, our biggest problem today, I think, is our warring against other against everybody that we want to sit astride this world, the United States leadership does, and pretty much dictate what we want to have happen. Of course, that's an interesting concept when it comes down to, we don't know, it ends up becoming this amazing ball of power. We might be seeing a sea change here with Trump for who gets to exercise this power. I don't think the way it was going was good, so I don't know if Trump coming will be better. The only thing I would be excited to see in U.S. relations, the rest of the world, is us basically returning just being concerned about us and our neighbors. Not trying to suicide destroy the world and make sure that we stay number one. We are a bully state at this point. The United States is a bully state, I'm sorry. I don't need to put we in it. There is a good deal of machinations going on behind the scenes always. Hillary Clinton, it could easily be seen, was bucking for her place in the elite. Trust me, if she would have been made president, that's not what she wanted. That's not her ultimate goal. It was a stepping stone to the goal that she ultimately wants, which is to be one of the true power brokers. And she was thwarted. And the true power brokers knew from the very beginning that she was going to be she was their girl. They wanted her to win. You can say that it's a whole bunch of screaming social justice warriors who feel like they were getting ahead, and all of a sudden they've been set back by however long. Personally, I think that's so much dross. I think they're their own actions, the actions of LGBYT, RUQSBRP, RVRVRVRV activists are doing more damage to their interesting cause, which I don't comprehend. As a liberty guy, I'm all about, live and let live. I don't like it being forced down my throat, which is exactly what all these guys were up to. It is all about, we're going to bring the force of government in here to make sure that not only do they get a fair shake, I guess, they'll understand how they're being treated unfairly. For the majority of them, it's about dressing appropriately. What they do in their spare time, what they do in their bedroom, who they hang out with, who they choose to marry, really doesn't, I don't care. I think there's a huge social cost if we start really praising basically socially unproductive people, which is what I think these people are, is that they're socially unproductive. And being so, I don't think they deserve the level of respect that people who do their social obligations deserve. This is somebody saying, if there are no social obligations, you go, oh, this is problematic. And the fact that you guys think you're morally superior in not having children and not bringing them into a place where they have a mother and a father, it's the only way children come into the world. Thank goodness. When you start walking away from that, when people start cheering you for it, and the culture starts saying, oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that they found themselves? Some guy divorces his wife so that he can spend more time with his gay paramour. You go, this is socially destructive. You can't have a society without a next generation. You guys aren't contributing to the next generation. You're destroying it. You're destroying this one. You're trying to reduce the number of the next, and you're trying to convince the next generation to get all phallic. You get all over everybody. This is stupid. It's social ignorance to the max. And they crow it from the highest heights these days. And you go, oh my gosh, you guys, you can't build a nation on this. You don't have enough people to build a nation on. We'll have to beg Muslims or Mexicans or any other group of people that basically don't act like us to come just to populate us, just to keep us on board. If you want to have this kind of socially destructive, mix that with socialism, which doesn't work. Communism, the forced version of it, definitely doesn't work. You've got a recipe for it. I don't know, pretty quick disaster. Sad to say, but it's there. We've become socially suicidal. Oh, anyway, I'm here. The brown people need to. Oh, it's getting quiet. Whatever.